name is Tara Ray, and we are the Blooming Bushwomen.
Well, there you have it. She's the spokesman for the Blooming Bush Women. We hear so much about all three of you. Let's introduce the other two. Who are you?
I'm Mary Beth.
And?
Gushikawa.
Tell us a little bit about what all you do, because it's very interesting. And I really don't want to, you know, bill you improperly. So let's just talk about it. I know you've traveled around the world. And what actually do you do? I mean, you entertain, I know that. But you have a mission, I think.
We do. And actually, the name of our organization, soon to become a nonprofit organization, is called Pathway to Harmony. And so all the things we do, we provide a pathway to harmony with our music. We do ceremonial prayers for peace. We work with children, and we work with veterans.
Now, you did a blessing to open up this place.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do that normally with wherever you appear?
Often they have us begin so we can do a blessing for the show and for the people.
And I have all three of you been the original Blooming Bush Women, pardon me, or are you recent additions or what?
Well, primarily, the core, I think, of the whole concept of what's behind this whole thing were Tara Ray and Gushikawa. And about 3 years ago, I had an accident, a serious knee accident, and Tara Ray came to visit, and she had a lot of original material, music.
Were you skiing at this place?
No, I wasn't. No. But so she came to entertain me while I was unable to get out, and it was during the winter time, and so I was really excited about her material. Her wonderful writing is just so beautiful. And so then we just started playing, just like children would play. I mean, not serious at all, and just started making up some tunes to her words. And that's how the band part started.
Hey, interesting. Now, any of the three can get in on this. Do you travel a lot? I know the resume looks like you do. You want to answer that?
We travel quite a lot. We've been to New Mexico, as we are now, in Angel Fire, and we've traveled to California. And that was actually our first time being together live. And
how did that go?
It was very beautiful.
It was
very
wonderful.
Interesting.
It was fun.
Another story in its own. Actually, we are beginning to do many things. We've traveled to Denver, and we've been asked to do many things.
Now, do you have a website where people can contact you, or do you have an agent, or is it you, Kara?
Not yet. We don't have an agent or a website, but if you Google Tara Ray and the Blooming Bush Women, you will see, it's like our resume, you'll see many things where we will be soon or that we have done. And our mission of working for peace actually began in 1996. And in our program, we tell about the story of being with the White Buffalo Calf Woman Pipe and Arville Looking Horse. And Gushikawa and I were there together and dedicated ourselves to peace. And we said, Creator, please use us for peace, which soon found us in Israel, where we did ceremonial prayer for peace, and Gushikawa did the sword dance for peace. So we've been on this mission for a long time, and we just really have fun doing the band and all it brings us, and we're so glad that it's brought us here to Angel Fire and to the Paranormal Symposium.
And you were here last year, and we missed you. That's one reason we appreciate you coming by this year, all three of you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Let's talk a little bit about how would they find you. I guess they can write me and I can contact with you. You got a contact?
I can give my email. It's ELA.
I mean, there may be people out there that want to book the Blooming Bush one.
Yeah, you can. All you must do is
get you on the road.
All right, email. Email to, it's called elakawa@hotmail.com. ELAKAWA@hotmail.com.
Now, what kind of material do you do? I know you did children's stuff at one time.
We have many children's programs.
Okay.
Many of different, we have a Native American children's program. I have an opera singing program. I teach opera to preschoolers. It's Singerini Linguini, the greatest opera singer of all times.
There's nobody here named Bush.
No.
And nobody named Blooming. How did this come about, Blooming Bush Women?
Okay, well, this is a beautiful story. Long ago when I was a forest ranger, and I lived in the forest, I worked in the forest, and I was alone all the time. But I was with nature, and I was seeking meaning to life, and also seeking healing. And this is a true story. I just relate to nature all the time. As a child, I climbed the redwood trees in California. And so I've always related to trees and plants. And so I came upon a beautiful bush full of flowers, a wild bush. And I said, "Oh, bush, thank you so much. You are making me smile today." And so I say, into my heart and into my mind came these words from the bush, or through the bush. And it said, "Hello, I see you. You are not alone. I love you." And so ever since that time, I never feel alone, and I feel union with nature and beauty and people and everything now. And then I told that to Mary Beth when we were just becoming friends. I just told her that story just as a friend, and she said,
"Well, we were looking for a name for the group, and she told the story about the blooming bush. And I thought, well, you know, Moses had the burning bush, and he was inspired and spoken to by God, you know, through the burning bush." I said, "Well, God spoke to Tara Ray through the blooming bush."
Yes.
And so we just did it as just being silly one day, and then thought, you know, that does have some sort of a catch to it. And we have gotten all kind of responses from, "Oh, yeah." You know, from, well, I won't go into it, but anyway. But it does, people remember the name.
Well, you got a good point there. Now, all of you live here in New Mexico now?
No, we're Coloradans.
Oh, Colorado,
yeah.
Okay. None of you live here in New Mexico.
None of us.
We live in West.
One or the other, I was half right. No, I was not.
You're
right
close, state-wise, you're close.
Yeah, I was close. So you're willing to travel anywhere at the deal?
We would travel.
And we do. Oh, we're affordable.
Okay.
And we have a new member who didn't get to come this time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought
yes.
There was always only three.
Well, until just recently, we have a female bass player. Well, of course, Tara Ray is the Native American flute. And Gushikawa is percussion with Tibetan bowl, Native American drum, shakers and such. And I do keyboards, and I do the guitar.
Yeah, last year on Sunday, you were outside playing, and all of a sudden a big thunderstorm came up. Remember that?
We did. Yeah, while we were banging on the drum.
Yeah.
And the heavens answered.
I thought you brought it all on.
The elements often respond in nature.
Yes, they do.
To our music and prayers.
Well, I just would like to share with you, Jerry, that when you talk about the world, I'm the world traveler.
Okay.
I photograph indigenous people, and I just came back from the Makan native people. And I've been to the whole rainforest, the only rainforest in the North America. And it was Creator that told me to go photograph the rainforest, the only rainforest in North America, and I went up to the Makah Indian Reservation to photograph the canoers coming in from all over the area, and also the Ainu were there from Japan, the Ainu, the indigenous people there, and people from Greenland, and people from actually Australia, the Maori came in. And so it was very beautiful. So I'm the world traveler.
Is there someplace they could see your work, your photographs?
I'm working on that also.
Okay.
I'm sort of a dinosaur when it becomes the computers.
This is even more of a reason for people to tune in next time we say we have the Blooming Bush Women on, because you're going to have a website, and you're going to have the place for the gallery, and all kinds of things. And we're, and she's not going to, well, she might break her leg again.
No way, Jerry.
You're not going to skate.
No, we do not have to manifest
wonderful things in that way.
Not at this time in my life.
Well,
we don't.
Don't wait till my age. You'll never heal. Thanks very much, ladies.
Thank you, Jerry. Well,
thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very
Jerry
much.
Jerry Pippin, we're at Angel Fire at the symposium.
I want to talk to you about a very interesting website indeed. It's called SedonaVisions.com. This website is operated by the daughter of the late Wendell Stevens and has a good selection of UFO books. However, it's unique because CC is a well-respected alternative figure specializing in everything that is unique. I'm talking about great gift ideas for Christmas. CC prides herself in keeping up with the latest innovations when it comes to keeping your body and spirit full of energy and good health. She has an exciting line of clothing, too, for both men and women. Clothes that look like new age, feel like cotton, but look like silk. On the website, you'll find information about the 13 different crystal skulls, herbs, and spices that cure. That's SedonaVisions.com, an exciting world of health and spiritual welfare. Wow, we've had a lot of fun at Angel Fire, and of course, it's all due to this lady, Janet Saylor, our next guest, the force behind AspieFiles.org. And we're here at Angel Fire Resort, and it's been a great weekend, Janet.
Yes, it has. It's been a long weekend, but certainly full of energy and a lot of happy people.
Well, that's one of the fun things of doing this, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And we're all getting older. We're not as good as marathons as we used to be. But yeah, we've all managed.
I've never noticed that we're getting older. We invited Governor Richardson here, and he couldn't make it, but he was nice enough to write you a letter. Do you mind sharing that with us?
Well, it's kind of a lengthy letter, but I'll tell you, this is a man who's filled with humor. He's not running for office this year, so there's no reason for him to say any of these things. But I want to tell you, I'll just read, if I can read just like one paragraph.
Okay.
He says, New Mexico has an extraordinarily rich history of the culture of the strange and unexplained. From the Taos Hum to the Roswell incident are many haunted towns and sites, brujos, skinwalkers, and most of what goes on here in the state capitol building. The man's got a sense of humor, right?
Right.
He said, all of this leaves people shaking their heads in wonder. There is a reason other than natural beauty that New Mexico is known as the land of enchantment. And then he thanks us a lot for giving him this first ever Sir Arthur Film Award, and he did receive the first award from so he's got the very, very first one ever. This is a big 4.5-pound solid crystal disc, and it's engraved, and it's really, really pretty. He's said to all the festival attendees that he hoped that everyone has enjoyed their stay in Angel Fire. And he's very proud of all the things he's done to help the film industry grow in this town. He gave us some figures. He said in 2003 there were less than 100 crew members, and now we have over 3,000. He said there are 10,000 jobs and $3.5 billion in economic activity attributed to the industry during his administration alone. And he says he's not taking credit for this, but he's giving credit to events like the Sir Arthur Film Festival and other folks who helped this industry grow. So it's a very gracious letter. It's filled with humor, and we're really happy to have it.
Now. This is the first time you've dealt with film festivals, I think.
You betcha.
Paul Davis just walked by a while ago. He's been the force behind it.
He's been a wonderful film festival chairman. We're really happy to have him.
And we've talked to a lot of the filmmakers here, and you're going to have another film festival next year?
Well, Paul seems to think we are, and I guess we are. So we've got people all the way from Norway. One of the filmmakers came all the way from Norway. Two of them came in. So we're really proud. We have a lot of power at this conference this year. I've never seen so much paranormal power concentrated in one place.
And, we always stress the fact that there's no bigger bargain than what you've been putting forward. So I'm sure if you do it again next year, and you probably will,
basically, the Paranormal Symposium will be another fantastic move.
I certainly hope so. Yeah, contact was the theme this year, and we're still looking at what we're going to do for a theme next year. I can't imagine that it will cost more. I'm going to try and make it cost less, but of course we're not making any money on this, so we're just trying to cover expenses. One thing I can say is that there are a lot of places that are difficult to get to in the paranormal world, and that includes Roswell, Aztec, Laughlin, and now Angel Fire. But you know what? We're worth it. We're worth it.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Well, you know, while we have a kind of a retrospective of everything, what's new with Aspie Files? I mean, you still are planning on having your, I call them semi-monthly meetings because you don't meet when the snow's up to your ears.
No, we don't meet in the winter anymore, but about six times or seven times a year when it's, you know, when we don't have to worry about the pass being closed with 10 feet of snow, we invite speakers from, well, they've come from all over. They've come from other states even to come in, and they talk on things from everything from, you know, obviously ghosts and goblins and UFOs to leprechauns and we had, you know, underground bases, ETs, just whatever is the paranormal realm.
And we have in the audience, of course, we're radio. They can't see it, but we have a couple of real movers and shakers in the underground base business, Norio Hayakawa.
An old best friend and a new best friend.
And Anthony Sanchez. And, of course, we recorded a fantastic show with them. Dennis Balthizer also will join us, and he's been the master of ceremonies this year.
He's been wonderful. He came with a hook and a whip, and he's made sure everybody's been on time, or they're going to know why.
So let's talk just briefly about your website. People need to come to that. You have late breaking news on there.
We have a little bit of everything on there. ASPE is the organization name, and of course that's an acronym for Alliance Studying Paranormal Experiences. We're a nonprofit organization, and we're kind of serving as a messenger. We don't really do any research. I can't say that we don't do any, but that's not our focus. Our focus is to serve as a venue for people who have done significant research to share it with other people. And we not only let them do that through the various meetings and little events and the big events that we have, but we've also got a quarterly magazine, an e-magazine, that they can read articles from everybody from Stanton Friedman to Dennis to, you know, just a lot of people write and participate in that magazine. And we also have news of what's going on in the world. It's a good place to go to find out not only what's going on with ASPE, but what's generally going on in the world of the paranormal throughout the country and the world.
I know Norio will probably drift off before we finish the show here, but we could close out the entire program series with Norio playing his one-man band series, a keyboard, and a few other things. He's a fantastic talent.
The highlight.
Down here,
that's right.
Played downstairs, then he went over here.
Then
behind.
He went upstairs. He did Johnny Cash better than Johnny Cash could ever do Johnny Cash. He did Willie Nelson. He did Elvis. He did Elvis in Italian. He was wonderful. And I have it on video.
We're going to close
out. I'm going to sell it.
I'm going to close out with his original composition about Roswell when we finish here. I don't know that he's written anything about Angel Fire yet, but maybe you will.
I don't know.
Year.
Have you written anything about Angel
Fire? Maybe next year.
Okay, next year. He's coming back next year. And Anthony says that he's coming back whether he knows it or not.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what interests Janet Saylor. You have all kinds of venues here, and you do see auras. Can you shut that on or off, or am I glowing?
No, but I always see your colors. You have a lot of yellow, and I won't go into that because that's not really important. But I do see them, and
Does
I don't.
Does that mean I'm chicken?
No, that means you're very smart. Yellow up here especially is a very smart color. People ask me that a lot. I don't shut them off. They're never shut off, but it's kind of like, you know, having a very good acute sense of hearing or something, or when you see things in your peripheral vision and your brain registers it, but it's not really in your conscious. I have the ability, and I think probably most other people do too, is when I look at you, I see your face. I don't see all the colors over your face, but I can see them around you. When I step back and alter my view a little bit, I can see actually the colors all around you.
You had a guy shooting auras here.
Yeah, it was so exciting because many people now know I see auras,
And they've always wanted to know how and what it looks like and everything. And I said, you got to come and see this guy. Get your aura photo taken, and you can see what I see. And they've been coming in droves. They really have. He's thrilled.
Fantastic.
He's had a really good business. I think he's going to come back, and we want him back because this is one of those things that people can understand. It's actually on, you know, it's solid. It's not, you know, the paranormal, I believe, is just things that we simply don't understand yet. And the closer we come to, when we have things like actual photographs of auras, that makes that particular part of the paranormal a little more understandable. So it brings the curious back to find out more, and that's part of our messenger kind of activity that we do.
Well, as far as your message to the world here, maybe they need some time to prepare for next year, and they can check your website and see what that happens and when develops and what there'll be changes and always are. And so they need to check on that. But let's just talk basically about what you'd like to bring out in this broadcast that we haven't talked about with you recently and about this whole. Well, I know you're tired and things are just been moving in on you. You're an exceptional person to be able to handle all this. I mean, yeah. When do you sleep?
Well, not lately. Somebody said yesterday, I've been awake since 5 o'clock and I'm really tired. And I said, you know, I've been awake since January.
Yeah.
Somebody else walking down the stairs said, I heard that. And that's sort of been the way it's been. I've been really blessed. I have some health problems that some people know about. But for some reason, I think I'm being helped. I probably paranormally to, you know, this is my job. I view this as a mission and a job. And so I just do it. And I think I'm being assisted to make sure that my health is maintained and that I can get this kind of thing done. I have two messages. One is about Angel Fire, and that I think it truly is the paranormal capital of New Mexico. And if you want to know what it is about me,
yeah.
I have been blessed with the ability to have my mind accept that absolutely everything is possible. And that probably explains me as well as anything does. I'm willing to look at everything because I think it is all possible.
Any other closing words? Closing thoughts around time.
I love Jerry Pippen. He's a cool, cool scene. Guy.
Yeah. No,
the Bitsy thing. We've got the cutest little Bitsy award.
Did you have a lot of participants with the tinfoil hat?
Yes, we did, and we have pictures all over the wall. And I'm going to put some of them up on the internet because some of the tinfoil hats were really, really creative. There was one guy who actually made one. Most tinfoil hats are known for repelling, you know, alien. I mean, this is all a joke, right? This is not serious. And it's a little bit of levity, so you need to take all this with a grain of salt. But he decided that he wanted, instead of repelling aliens, he wanted to call them in. And I don't know how he did it, but he's got an entire receiver dish on his head in this hat. And it's wonderful.
Well, let's send him over to see SETI.
It is like way cool.
They need some help.
Yeah, right now that hat is sitting on our own resident alien, who's fondly known as the little gray guy.
And we have a picture on the photo gallery about that.
We've got pictures of him. So we had some fun here. We had some powerful people giving some powerful messages, and really powerful messages. We also had a lot of fun.
I want to
do it again.
I think it's very important that people understand that that's what we're doing. We're expanding the horizon of our subject matter when we do things like the tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
It's you know,
you can't live without a little bit of humor.
Sometimes we take life too seriously.
Even the governor, and he's not running for anything, and he inserted humor in this statement that he gave us.
So that's one of the reasons I like to come here. We all have fun.
Yes, we do. And I really do love Jerry Pippen.
And I really do like Janet Saylor and AspieFiles.org. And this has been a great time, Janet. Thanks for being. We're closing out with Norio Hayakawa in the background. Roberta Scott has been our on-location producer. Shanina Johnson has been our assistant. And I'm Jerry Pippen. Oh, James Wortley, she's pretty important, our web producer, or we wouldn't be here at all. Until next time, thanks for listening. It's been fun. Thanks, Janet, for inviting us to Angel Fire, New Mexico.
You're welcome, and thank you, too.
Cheers.
Tan separados.